They want the vaccine. Vaccines are a gateway to sickness. I never forget, I've said this many times in the past, that the entire health care, which is really the sick care industry, has a huge conflict of interest with us, their patients. Because if we're healthy, they make no money. They only make money when we appear to be sick. So vaccines are great at getting us sick. Here in the United States in 1986, vaccine manufacturers were exempt from liability caused by vaccine damage. It went to the Health and Human Services Department, took over anyone who had a lawsuit with vaccine damages, and the DOJ, Department of Justice, was the lawyer. And apparently those who testify in vaccine court, that's what it's short known for, say it's the most awful thing you've ever seen. You see people who have died horrible deaths, easily proven, no one disputes it, yet no one gets compensation for it. About 25% of cases get compensation, 75% don't. So here in 1986, the U.S. government makes it so you can't sue Merck or GlaxoSmithKline because of vaccine damage. At the time in 1986, the average person had three vaccines. Because they're immune from being sued, 3 years after that was a huge ramp up to vaccines, where today we have 72 vaccines that we take till age 18. Three in 1986, today 72. It's a fantastic way to get us sick. There are all sorts of side effects. And by the way, I have to say this, everyone who talks about this has to say this, I'm not anti-vaccine. I want the vaccine that Henry Kissinger got. I want the vaccine that the elite get. I can't get my hands on that vaccine. We do not get the same vaccine that they get. So I am not anti-vax. I just want the good stuff. Don't give me
the vaccine. So you think they still take vaccines, but different ones?
100%.
Okay.
Henry Kissinger, Alan Watt talks about this. He runs upstairs at age 92, like he's 16. Hmm. So here's what I think is going to happen.